Yes, wherever you are in the world, you're with KX93.5. It's Daily Scramble Live. We've been playing them for a while now. They're called The Bird and the Bee, and one half of them is here with us today. Inara George is here. Am I allowed to say that you're the daughter of Lowell George? I'm very excited that you're... I don't know how excited you are about it.
Well, it's just something I'm used to.
Right. You're not as excited as I am, because it's the first time we've met. But Inara George is here with Wendy Wang guitar, and they're going to play a couple of tracks, I don't know, from your new record or...
From the new record, yeah.
And they're live in the studio right now here. We'll talk in a minute.
Okay, great.
All right? It's KX93.5, The Bird and the Bee.
Thank you. You were so young, young and dumb. You were the baddest, the biggest, the bestest burned out one. You filled a bill, you kept it fun, but there was always something coming up that you couldn't outrun. You were wrecking, 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 wrecking ball. We always knew you'd hit the wall. Wrecking, 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 wrecking ball. We always knew you would fall down. My mama said the very next one, and you are not. My mama said the very next one, and you are not it. You once were hot and we were cold. All the trash you'd leave behind would just burn into gold. You were a fire out of control, but nothing stays that pretty when it's over. So, wrecking, 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 wrecking ball. We always knew you'd hit the wall. Wrecking, 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 wrecking ball. We always knew you would fall down. My mama said, very next one, and you are not. My mama said, one and you are not it. Wrecking, 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 wrecking ball. We always knew you'd hit the wall. Wrecking, 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 wrecking ball. We always knew you would fall down. My mama said, wrecking, 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 wrecking ball. We always knew you'd hit the wall. Wrecking, 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 wrecking ball. We always knew you would fall down. My mama said the very next one, and you are not it. My mama said one, and you are not it.
So great.
Thank you.
We shouldn't be talking. You'll play another song, okay. We'll talk, all right?
All right, here we go. You start whenever. Now come. In the box again. Six walls just to close me in. Stocks again. I punish me for where I've been. Is there anyone out there? my bones. Hold me close, bring me home. We're coming to you, we're coming now. Don't know why, it's just the way the wind blows. We're coming to you, just like a sound. Don't know why, it's just the way it goes. We're coming to you, we're coming now. Don't know why I feel the way I do. We're coming to you, we'll pull you out. Don't know why I wish I didn't need you. Light as a feather, stormy weather, the wind and rain just push me around. Is there anyone, anyone out there? Is there anyone, anyone, anyone out there? Can you find me? I'm too small. Little pieces off the wall. We're coming to you, we're coming now. Don't know why, it's just the way the wind blows. We're coming to you, just like a sound. Don't know why, it's just the way it goes. We're coming to you, we're coming now. I don't know why I feel the way I do. We're coming to you, we'll pull you out. I don't know why, I don't know why I need you.
Wow. Awesome.
Great job, you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The Bird and the Bee live in studio. That's Inara George and Wendy Wang on a guitar. So nice to have you so early on a Monday morning, post-Thanksgiving, cold morning. Wonderful. Nice job, ladies. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So let's chat with you about the new record and everything. Obviously, we're missing Greg.
Yes.
And he wasn't even at your show last night in San Diego. So you're doing like a female empowerment thing right now or something.
I know, it's all girls.
Yeah, you don't
I feel like the only way you could replace Greg is if somebody had boobs. So
so that's what you did.
That's weird. You're in Orange County. We can get him boobs if you want to get him
true.
Boobs.
I know, yeah. That's true. I don't think he wants that, but maybe. See, I'll
if
ask
just,
him.
See if you just want the one. Just try the one for
yeah,
a while.
Yeah.
See how that goes.
See how it goes.
But you don't go out as the bird when you're on your own.
No, I mean, I don't know if as many people would know what it was, but we call ourselves the Bird and the Birds.
Oh, okay.
So, that's cool.
Like internally.
Internally.
Yeah.
It's our secret name.
So when Greg's not there, there's no B in the name for you personally.
For us. Yeah. We know we're the Bird and the Birds. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Is he just not around, or was that like an artistic choice?
No, I mean, I would like to say it's an artist. I mean, that would be an interesting answer. He's just so busy.
Yeah.
He's busy and he has his family. And so he has his work. This is my one little thing that I do aside from my family. And yeah. He has like a bunch of stuff. So it's like we kind of just have to manage our time. And so I thought I would take the band on the road a little bit just because we work so hard on the record and it's nice to just get a little more action, traction, et cetera.
Well, that was part of the challenge for you guys in releasing this new record, Recreational Love.
Yeah.
It took 6 years or so. So
yeah.
I imagine, you know, you've got three kids, he's got a family, a lot of life happened.
Yes.
Right? Between the albums.
Life and then his career just kind of like catapulted into the stratosphere. So it's been amazing for him, and we sneak in these little moments to record because we still enjoy it. And it's always been that. It's always been a thing for our enjoyment. And so I think we're just trying to manage it and see how we can make it work in our current circumstances.
Sure. Well, you got a vacation out of it, too, because now you have kids. So when you play a show, it's like, let's go down to San Diego, right? Like last night.
Yeah, we did that. Yeah. Well, when we were there, we left on Thursday night, and we've been in La Jolla for all the whole time. And then we went down to San Diego and went to the Children's Museum, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And then went to the show, and then my husband took the kids home, and I played the show.
Cool.
Brilliant.
Well, we're big fans of the new record, Recreational Love. We've been playing Will You Dance a lot and some other tunes from it. But it's cool to hear you strip down. That was really interesting.
It's really interesting. Wendy's playing some bonkers kind of stuff there on the classical guitar. And this, you have jazz stuff in there and weird modal, I don't know what, going on. Very cool. And the sound is quirky and cool, and you've got, and you're smiling about it. So you're not, a lot of sort of quirky acts coming here, and they're very serious, you know.
Oh, really?
But you're smiling, and what are the stories about? I mean, you played that first song, was a very catchy tune. I'm not being funny, but just enough sort of weirdness. We played the phone. You played the phone on that song.
Yeah.
But there's a story in there as well about somebody, a wrecking ball, someone who's making a mess of their life, presumably.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, you hope that there's some depth to any song that you write. I mean, I think, you know, I've got a lot of people in my life who have not made the best choices. So it's kind of a song about that, just like that it's cute when you're in your 20s, but when you get older, it's not as cute anymore.
Preaching to the choir right here. listeners know my story. Lucky to be alive and happy to have done
good.
It, but many didn't make it, you know, so as you say.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm hesitant to mention your dad.
Don't hesitate, please. It's not at all an
issue. George, I'm a huge fan of Little Feet of his work, you know, throughout the years, and we play some of his stuff on the radio here, and so important as a sort of, you know, and such a shame he's not with us today. So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, that's one example of how it's a insidious sort of a circumstance, like the disease of my father died of
alcoholism,
of a drug overdose. So that's something that I've been a privy to, experienced.
And then it occurs to me right now that I'm saying great loss to us, but of course you were five.
I was five,
and so it's ridiculous for me to say it's a loss to me.
Oh, but
compared to you,
you don't walk on eggshells around me. It's not. I understand both sides of it. You know, it's a big deal for a lot of people. People love music, and that's how they get through times or experiences. And so I understand it is a great loss for the music, and then it's a great loss for the families and et cetera. So it's my reality. It's what I've lived with my whole life.
I'm not going to walk on eggshells. We're so glad he's been reborn in you.
Thank you.
Is that something you try to pass down in your own family? You're a mother of three now, and obviously you received a musical gene somehow. So are you noticing it in your kids as well?
Well, thank you. You know, I'm trying to really be like, I want them to discover things on their own, because I think that is when people really love to play music, is because it's their own kind of path. So I was just talking to Wendy about this, like getting a piano teacher to come, and I'm like, I want to make sure that it stays fun, and if it becomes a chore, then maybe we like pull back a little bit. So, but you know, I noticed that they like music. My eldest son specifically right now is, you know, you turn on some music. His favorite song right now is Warren Zevon's Roland the Headless Thompson.
And how old is he?
Got taste.
He's five.
Oh, wow.
So it's pretty cool. It's actually, because it can be bad too. We've had some bad ones. I mean, no offense to whoever wrote I'd Like to Move It, but it's not.
Yeah, that becomes difficult. Yeah.
It's not a song you want to hear over and over again.
Right now too.
I know. They probably are, yeah.
Yeah. But because of your interest in music and you're playing Warren Zevon in the house, you know, they're going to get that. They can't help but get some kind of musical education.
Well, I try. You know, I try, but you get lucky and then you get really unlucky sometimes in the musical, you know, introductions. Because sometimes I'll try to play him stuff, because I got him into Tom Waits, too, because we were listening to some kid record. And there was like a voice like, rah, rah, you know, like a monster voice. Yeah. I said, I think you're going to like this guy because he has a monster voice. And then my son, at one point, he was like, Mom, Tom Waits, it's like sometimes he sounds like a monster and sometimes he sounds like a ghost.
Like, wow. Very deep.
Yeah, I know.
So he's into it.
He's into it, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Is there much singing in the house? Do you see you guys all sing
along? Yeah, we sing. We sing a lot. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, my daughter loves Annie. She likes to sing the most. I don't know. I think she can carry a tune. She's three, so
it's probably hard to tell.
It's hard to tell. Otis for sure has pitch, but you know, you never know.
The name like Otis, that'd be terrible, wouldn't it, if he couldn't sing?
If he couldn't sing,
yeah.
No.
Again, Inara George is in studio. Wendy Wang as well. The Bird and the Bee played a show last night in San Diego. You've got one we should mention coming up on Sunday the 13th in L.A. Do you know about that gig?
Yes.
Good, because I don't. I'm hoping you do.
Well, it's it's kind of a it's a small place, and it's sort of like an invite only, or I don't know how you get to. I really don't know how.
Oh,
you
wow. Okay.
It's I would imagine it's probably difficult to get in. So I don't
forget I ever said anything then.
Well, I don't, you know, maybe not. I know it's Gary Calamar, who's a DJ at KCRW, and he has this show. It's called Mimosa Sundays or something. Is it called Mimosa? I think it's Mimosa Sundays. And he'll have different bands come who have released records recently. And yeah, so we're doing it, but it's a very small place.
Okay.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, great. If people can find tickets,
Can find tickets, you should come.
Excellent. That's the 13th of December with The Bird and the Bee. And then let's touch on your new record, which you just played a couple songs for us. How has it been? I mean, it's been so long since you came out with music that you probably, I mean, did you almost forget what it feels like to release a new album and do the whole thing?
It's so different.
Yeah.
I mean, either it's different in that it feels like there's not a lot of space for music because there's so much music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It seems more difficult to kind of find, I don't know, but maybe it's just that people aren't as interested, which could be, but there's not as much space, and there's also so much like chatter. It's hard to figure out, like, to navigate, like, what you need to do or not need, you know. I mean, I put records out, you didn't have to do any social media. That wasn't
sure.
even,
right.
That was not part of the bargain.
Yeah.
And now that just seems like that's the way things go.
Well, the good news for us is that radio still remains important.
Yeah.
It's still super important for bands to get plays and spins and be charted and, you know, because
But then there's Spotify. I mean, selling records is not, you know, that's not really what it used to be.
Right.
I mean, the first week in selling records, you're like, really? That's all? That's good?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how many times I've said this to people bands coming in, but the good news is, you've got control of your own music and you get to reach the people you want to reach. The bad news is you've got control of your own music and you've got to do your own thing. You've got to do social media.
Yeah. Well, and it's the control. And also, I mean, the one thing that musicians have is that they can always play shows.
Right.
I mean, I guess, you know, I don't think that people need to get paid millions of dollars to play music, but it is to make a living. You know, how do you continue to make a living as a musician? It's not as clear as it used to be, or I mean, was it ever clear? I don't know.
But you guys are you're able to do very diverse things, from cover records to, you know, the Daryl Hall and John Oates cover record that you made, and that's Volume One.
Yes.
Tribute to the Masters, Volume One. Are you going to do a Volume Two?
We've talked about it. It might take us 5 years.
Who would it be? If you were to pick, who would it be?
We don't say. We keep it under wraps because we could change our minds. And also, we don't want to say it and then someone else gets the idea because it might take us 5 years to do it.
ABBA. So. It's going to be ABBA.
It's going to be ABBA, you think?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll put it in the hat.
Well, you know, the music's very diverse and it's weird, and yet you are telling stories. It's just got a right amount of weirdness for me. Catchy, but just the right amount
of
a little bit of shrieky weirdness in there.
You know, that Greg and I like to... That we like to go a little bit off the... That's been our thing, you know? We like to take it a little out of the main road.
Pretty minimalist, though, as well. Not huge, not like, you know, you don't have the Tower of Power horns in there. It's very simple. Strangely sounds simple. There's not much going on, but what's going on is
Greg's brilliance.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. We love you guys. Thank you so much for taking some time for us this morning. This will all be podcast online if you want to hear Nara and Wendy's performance again at kx935.com. Again, you can pick up the new record, Recreational Love, on any digital device. And then if you can somehow find your way into the show in North Hollywood on Sunday the 13th, well, then congratulations. Nara, thank you very much for coming
in
this morning.
Thank you for having us.
We really do appreciate it.
And we'll totally keep our eye out for when you're playing again. We'd love to come and see you.
Thank you.
For sure.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you, ladies.
All
see you soon.
Bye.